tough room. All right, one more. Mother says to sister, you can go to the drive-in with Bobby, but you got to take little Johnny with you. Sister goes, okay. So they go, they come back, and mother grabs little Johnny's side, says, all right, now, what happened? Little Johnny can't talk. Mother says, okay, they went to the drive-in. I know that. What happened then? Little Johnny goes, oh, they were kissing. What else? You heard this one? What else? Little Johnny goes, hey, he felt her up. What else? Little Johnny goes, they took off their clothes. Well, what else? Little Johnny goes, they did that. What the hell were you doing? Little Johnny goes, little Johnny, no.
Sing it up tonight. Tell me. they do in tomorrow's new dance steps, the way they used to yesterday. And who draws a perfect circle anymore? And if you're waiting for greatness to shake hands with you, you better daydream your life away. I've only wanted one thing, and that's for sure.
You're not just looking at a fast food king, just another well-known face. You're not looking at a king of anything.
I'm on the shoot for the moon, I'm gonna play high noon. I'm gonna take on the entire human race.
You're not looking at a king,
you're looking at an ace.
Ooh, I got a sun, and I seen the light, and I'm gonna see the coming day when the sun and the sky is a starlight just for me. Take my time and rock some rhyme. Oh, it's gonna take your breath away. You'll be the front page rager.
Looking at an ace. Randy Cool, the ranked number one contender. The bell rings and Diesel, the 7-foot monster, seizes the opportunity. What a boot to the midsection. And then from there, Bob Backlund, jackknife to the canvas. Diesel, a cover. And in a record-setting 8 seconds, Diesel becomes the new World Wrestling Federation champion. The celebration was on as Big Daddy Cool became the leader of the new World Wrestling Federation generation.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our hearts told only to the winds, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore and makes me weak and knocks me off my feet, knocks me off my feet. I don't wanna bore you with it.
Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you.
I don't wanna bore you with it.
Oh, but I love you.
It's a real waste to smoke that shit. Don't you have any needles?
Great. I wonder who that is.
What?
Naughty boys.
Vine cunts.
We don't fucking care.
No fucking. Not we don't fucking care. How many times have I to talk?
I don't care.
I live that. Guess what?
What? You two got married.
Oh, I'm a bass player. In the Osmonds!
What happened to the other bloke?
He washed his feet too much.
Sydney never washes his feet. What's for tea?
Baked beans or champagne?
Wonderful.
That's it. This is Sid and John, and they are
the Sex Pistols. I love the Sex Pistols. I have all your albums back in New York.
Oh yeah, well where's that then?
Hi, Johnny.
I'm Sid. He's John.
So, playing a gig tonight?
Playing a gig tonight? Yeah, we're playing a gig tonight. So what?
So I can come and check you out and see if you're as shit as people say.
Fucking great we are. The Sex Pistols. Do yourself a favour.
Boring, Sydney. Boring, boring. Boring, boring, boring. Exterminate!
Boring, boring,
exterminate!
Boring.
Exterminate!
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 Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Lovely girl! 10 different girls!
Two of you for a moment.
Hello.
This is Bill Heron from our West Coast Special Programs Department. George Bosch, Barbara Messenger, Tommy Pellegrino. Look, I just saw some rough footage of a special Bill's doing on the Revolutionary Underground. Most of it's tedious stuff of Irene Hobbs and two fatigue jackets muttering mutilated Marxism. But he's got about 8 minutes of a bank robbery that is absolutely sensational. Authentic stuff, actually shot while the robbery was going on. You remember the Mary Ann Gifford kidnapping? It's that bunch of nuts. She's in the movie shooting off machine guns. That's really terrific footage. I think we can get a hell of a movie of the week out of it, maybe even a series.
A series out of what? What are we talking about?
Look, got a bunch of hobgoblin radicals called the Ecumenical Liberation Army who go around taking home movies of themselves robbing banks. And maybe they'll take movies of themselves kidnapping heiresses, hijacking 747s, bombing bridges, assassinating ambassadors. Well, we'd open each week's segment with that authentic footage, hire a couple of writers to write some story behind that footage, and we've got ourselves a series.
A series about a bunch of bank-robbing guerrillas?
What are we going to call it, the Mousy Tongue Hour?
Why not? They've got Strike Force, Task Force, SWAT. Why not Che Guevara and his own little mod squad? Look, I sent you all a concept analysis report yesterday. Did any of you read it? Well, in a nutshell, it said, the American people are turning sullen. They've been clobbered on all sides by Vietnam, Watergate, the inflation, the depression. They turned off, shot up, and they fuck themselves limp, and nothing helps. So this concept analysis report concludes the American people want somebody to articulate their rage for them. I've been telling you people since I took this job 6 months ago that I want angry shows. I don't want conventional programming on this network. I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment. I don't want to play butch boss to the people. But when I took over this department, it had the worst programming record in television history. This network hasn't one show in the top 20. This network is an industry joke. And we better start putting together one winner for next September. I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group. Joseph Stalin and his merry band of Bolsheviks. I want ideas from you people. That is what you're paid for. And by the way, the next time I send an audience research report around, you'd all better read it or I'll sack the fucking lot of you. Is that clear? I'll be out on the coast in 4 weeks. Can you set up a meeting with Lorraine Hobbs for me?
Fuck, yo, we gotta get this fucking loot, baby. You gotta get this loot. Yo, back in the, yo, remember back in the days? When shit, everything was all smooth and calm and shit was like...
What's
up, man? I'm building, man. I'm saying, like, remember, like, back in, like, in 70, fucking 79?
Everybody was on our line.
Nah, not 87. That was my favorite shit, you know? Polo shit. Everything was lovely, man. Yo, get the fuck out the rain, nigga. Get the fuck, oh, so who the fuck is that? Hey, yo, Ghost, yo, Ray! What's up with y'all niggas, man? The fuck y'all niggas?
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days.
Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Let's talk about them shit, man.
Hold up, baby. Can it be that it was so sad? Take you on this lyrical high real quick. Can it be that it was so sad? 1993 exoticness.
Yo, started off on the island, AK Shallon, niggas wailing, gunshots thrown and phone dialing. Back in the days, I'm eight now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got loud, felt one. Yeah, my pops was a fiend since 16, shooting that shit in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey, real life crimey. If niggas know the habits behind me, day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palmetto. In Medina, yo, no doubt, the guard got crazy clap, pushing a big joint from now south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these fiends, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law, as solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing, get his folks, Desert Eagle his dick and put him in a yoke. And the note for sure, I got wreck and rip shot, I pointed a cat at his mother's knot.
Word out.
Fuck that.
Dedicated to the winners and the losers.
Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers.
Dedicated to the fives, 850i.
Dedicated to niggas who do drive-bys.
Dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe.
to MPB's fat, nigga. Taking the fly cliches, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Don't tired of busting off shots, having to rock notch. Running up in spots and making shit hot. I'd rather flip shows instead of those. Hanging on my living room wall, my first joint, and it went gold. I want a lamp, I want to be in the shade, plus the spotlight. Getting my dick broke all night. I want to have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own cess crops. But for now, it's just a big dream, because I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain. Cause times is changing, life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The God left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits with Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the day.
Peace to mankind, Ghostface, carry a black nine, nigga. Word up.
Like this, I'm gonna start from the top. Inspect the deck. He's like that dude that'll sit back and watch you play yourself and all that, right? And see you sit there and know you lying, and he'll take you to court after that, cause he the inspector. That's why he the, and also he the rebel lioness. You know what I'm saying? And Shalal Raekwon, he the chef. He cooking up some marvelous shit to get your mouth watering on some old shit.
Okay.
Then it's the method, man. It's like mad different methods to the way I do my shit.
Mm-hmm. You gotta smoke a bean in here.
I'm telling you, my basically method, man, is like roll that shit, light that shit, smoke it. You know what I'm saying? And then Baby U, he a psychopathic thinker. And then we got the old dirty bastard, because there ain't no father to his stare. That's why he the old dirty bastard. Ghostface killer, you know what I'm saying? He on some now you see me, now you don't. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And the RZA, he the sharpest motherfucker in the whole clan. He always on point. Uh-huh. He's a sharp. Uh-huh. With the beats, with the rhymes, whatever, any DJ.
And the GZA, the genius, is just the genius. He's the backbone of the whole joint.
He the head. Genius. Let's put it that way. We form like Voltron, and the GZA happened to be the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. So what's like, I mean, what's your like ultimate goal, I guess, in this
Can I say
industry?
This one? Can
Domination,
I say this one?
Baby.
Right
Fuck
now,
that.
Right now, we still feel like, we ain't get what we want yet. When we get a little props, when we really get to where we gotta go, that's when you know it's on. You know what I'm saying? Cause right about now, I ain't bragging or nothing, but yo, the woo got something that I know that everybody wanna hear. Cause I know I've been waiting to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But straight up and down, until we get the goal, we gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Cause we trying to do all this. We trying to make a business out of this, man. We ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, affiliate ourselves with them fake ass A&Rs and all that. We trying to make our own shit. So that when our children work. So that when our children get old, our seeds or whatever, they got something for themselves.
True. We ain't trying to hop in and hop out like quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We out for the gusto, man, and we gonna keep it raw, you know what I'm saying?
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
Comes. It's gonna hurt.
You're right about that. Sucker.
take away his weapon. Both of them. Floorboards, so I stop.
So long, Junior. Been a pleasure.
Decorations to snap a Christmas tree. All I'm trying to say is, and I hope I speak for everyone in this room, is that I am scared. I'm barely holding my pudge right now.
Stop acting like a goddamn schoolgirl, General, and pull yourself together.
I'm glad someone has the balls to face facts.
coming home intoxicated. I said, I just wanna love you.
I just wanna love you, baby.
Guess that's why I'm so elated. Come on, girl.
That stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the funk, that sweet, funky stuff.
political cartoon that's over 200 years old. It depicts George Washington riding on a donkey, being led by a man, and the caption suggests that this man is leading an ass to Washington.
I can handle that. I think George can handle that. But that's a far cry from committing incest with your mother in an outhouse. I mean, there's no line between the two?
No, Justice Scalia. I would say there is no line between the two, because really what you're talking about is a matter of taste and not law. As you yourself said, I believe, in Pope versus Illinois, it's useless to argue about taste and even more useless to litigate it. And that is the case here. The jury has already determined for us that this is a matter of taste and not a matter of law, because they've said that there is no libelous speech, that nobody could reasonably believe that Hustler was actually suggesting that Jerry Falwell had sex with his mother.
So why did Hustler have him and his mother together?
Hustler puts him and his mother together in a example of literary travesty, if you will.
And what public purpose does this serve?
Well, it serves the same public purpose as having Gary Trudeau say that Reagan has no brain or that George Bush is a wimp. It lets us look at public figures a little bit differently. We have a long tradition in this country of satiric commentary. Now, if Jerry Falwell can sue when there has been no libelous speech, purely on the grounds of emotional distress, then so can other public figures. And imagine, if you will, suits against people like Gary Trudeau and Johnny Carson for what he says on The Tonight Show tonight. Obviously, when people criticize public figures, they're going to experience emotional distress. We all know that. It's the easiest thing in the world to claim, and it's impossible to refute, and that's what makes it a meaningless standard. Really, all it does is allow us to punish unpopular speech. And this country is founded, at least in part, on the firm belief that unpopular speech is absolutely vital to the health of our nation.
Thank you, Mr. Isaacman.
Alan, they just brought the decision in.
Well, is it good or bad?
Well, it's a unanimous decision, Larry, and Rehnquist wrote it himself.
Is it good or bad?
Yeah, I want you to hear this. At the heart of the First Amendment is the recognition of the fundamental importance of the free flow of ideas. Freedom to speak one's mind is not only an aspect of individual liberty, but essential to the quest for truth and the vitality of society as a whole. In the world of debate about public affairs, many things done with motives that are less than admirable are nonetheless protected by the First Amendment.
So we won.
Yes, we did. We won.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
I'll mention it.
We won, baby.
Reagan.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much.